And the reading this morning, we start our season of Proverbs, and it's taken from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, David. Yes, so we're beginning a new series all about Proverbs. Wisdom for the whole of life. And we're taking as a base for this series this booklet that was produced by the London Institute for Contemporary Christianity called Proverbs, Wisdom for the Whole of Life. The great thing about the resources that the London Institute for Contemporary Christianity, which is quite a mouthful, but LICC, what they produce is that they're really focused on helping people live out their faith in their everyday life. So this is the idea that we're not just, it's not just about learning for Sunday, but it's about learning for the whole of life. And of course, wisdom and the Proverbs are hopefully going to help us to do that. So we begin by asking the question, what is wisdom? And you might have your own definition of what wisdom is. The kind of neat dictionary definition is that wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. So those three aspects make up wisdom, according to the dictionary definition anyway. So experience, well, if you've been there yourself, or if you're sometimes you're gaining from other people's experience, aren't you? They've been through that situation, and you're gleaming what they've learnt, the wisdom that they've acquired through doing that. And of course, the Bibles, the scriptures, are all about that, aren't they? They're people who've lived this journey before us, often a long time ago, but they've been on this journey of what it means to be in relationship with God, and they're passing on their wisdom and their experience, sometimes some hard-won experience, they're passing it on to us. Knowledge, well, that's about learning and understanding. We tend to think about that going on up here, really in the mind. And then good judgment, I guess that's really about knowing the difference between right and wrong. And how do we know that difference? So maybe that's a bit more to do with the heart, or a connection between the heart and the head, and with what we call our conscience of knowing right and wrong. So these three things are essential for life. We need wisdom in order to make good decisions, and we're making decisions all the time, from the very small thing of what are we going to wear today, what am I going to do today, to the big decisions of life. We have to make lots of decisions as we go through life. It may be to do with work or family, finances, future, relationships. For most of what we face in life, we need wisdom. So we need to make good decisions. And in order to do that, we need experience, knowledge, and good judgment. In other words, we need wisdom. Now, a proverb is simply a wise saying. And there are lots of wise sayings in every culture. Some ones that we have in our culture could be examples like two wrongs don't make a right, or when in Rome, do as the Romans do, or better late than never. Maybe you've used that one a few times. Or there's no place like home. All these things, these little sayings that contain some essence of truth. And maybe you can think of some more. Maybe you have a favourite one. Proverbs is found in the Old Testament, just after the book of Psalms, and it's a collection of sayings on life, character, and conduct. It was written in about the 10th century BC, so a long, long time ago. And the amazing thing is how relevant these proverbs that were written all that time ago can still be to our lives. Because we tend to think, well, life's changed so much, hasn't it? We've got all this technology. But actually, in terms of what it means to be human, a lot of that remains the same. And what it means to be a human and relate to God, to the divine, and how that works out and plays out in our lives remains the same. So there's still lots of wisdom that we can take from these sayings. So the book of Proverbs isn't a story. It doesn't have a beginning and end. It doesn't develop an argument like some of Paul's letters do. No, it's a collection of sayings. A bit like the book of Psalms is a collection of song words, lyrics, and poems. So the book of Proverbs is a collection of sayings. And the Proverbs are all about how to gain wisdom, how to live well in God's world. And these wise sayings are collected here for us in the Bible to help us to navigate through the ups and downs, the highs and lows of life. Proverbs offers us wisdom for the whole of life. In the New Testament, in James 1, verse 5, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." So the promise there is that if we seek after wisdom, we will find it. This morning's reading began with these words, "The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair." So that is what wisdom is all about. Instruction on how to live, how to behave, and how to live in a way that is right and just and fair. In other words, how to live life well. And it's what we all want. We all have a sense of what is right and wrong, but life is complicated. Relationships are complicated. Our own thoughts and desires are complicated. So we need help. We need guidance. We need wisdom. And of course, wisdom is a fundamental attribute of God. It's a key to who God is. God is wise. He is wisdom. We think about these three things: experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Well, of course, God is omniscient. He's all-knowing, and he's omnipresent, so he's present everywhere all at once. So therefore, he knows all, and he sees all. So in terms of good judgment, well, he is the judge of all, and he's able to judge precisely because he knows everything and he sees everything. Otherwise, we're not qualified. Otherwise, we're making judgments based on, well, the bit of information we know or the side of the story that we got. But of course, God can judge because he sees all and he knows all. So the definition of wisdom here is, of course, the definition of God himself. This morning's reading at verse 6, it said, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge," or the beginning of wisdom, it could be translated. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But what does it mean to fear the Lord? When we think about the word fear, we might think about being scared. We think about fear of the dark or fear of monsters under the bed. But fear in this context isn't about terror, but about having a healthy sense of awe and reverence. A healthy sense of awe and reverence. That's what fear means in this context. It's about knowing your place in the universe. It's about realizing that you are not God. And that might come as a bit of a surprise, because our world wants us to tell us that we are God, you know, that we've got the power to spend the money we have the way we want. That's what advertisers want us to know, that we're God. It's up to us what we spend our money on. But I don't get to decide what is right and wrong. That's God's job. Therefore, I need to humble myself. And you can see how much this word fear gets lost in translation. But it's awe rather than fear that's a better translation. The awe and reverence puts us in a place, puts us in our place and puts God in his place. And that's what worship is all about. The word worship is about giving God his worth, worthship. It's like a vehicle, the ship, that gets us to the place where we're able to see who God is and who we are. It humbles us and it lifts up God. That's what worship does. That's why it's so important. And this verse is saying that wisdom begins when you see who God is and how great he is, and you see yourself in that picture. And it's not about saying, oh, well, I'm worthless, I'm nothing. It's about saying, here is God, and he decided to make me and include me in this huge story. I'm only one small part of what God is doing, but I'm part of what God is doing. It's not about how big or small my part is. It's the fact that I'm part of it. The God of the universe is huge and vast and glorious, and he chooses us to be part of what he's doing in the world. So this is the start of wisdom, of knowing how to live well in the world. If you think you're God, then you're too big for your boots. And also, you have too much on your shoulders if you're trying to carry the weight of the world around. Wisdom is about letting go of the things that you can't control. So much of our human stress is caused by us wanting to control and shape things that we just can't. And we need to let go and let God be God. We need to let the tension fall from our jaws and our shoulders, because it's a physical thing as well as a spiritual thing when we let God be God. Wisdom is about having a relationship with God each day so that we look to him for his wisdom when navigating through life. And of course, we know God through Jesus. In the Old Testament, Solomon was seen as the king of wisdom. But in the New Testament, in Matthew 12, Jesus is described as being wiser than even Solomon. In fact, the Message translation puts it like this when Jesus declares, "Wisdom far greater than Solomon's is right in front of you." Jesus is saying, "I am right here, and I am God himself, and I hold all that wisdom." You see, it's not a book that you read, it's not a collection of wise sayings that you need to remember, but it's a person that you can know and relate to. Jesus is wisdom. Remember that definition, experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Well, Jesus, of course, is all those things. In Revelation 21, it says that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And in Colossians chapter 1, it says that Jesus is the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He, Jesus, is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, dwell in Jesus, and through him to reconcile all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So as we begin this journey into wisdom, into growing in wisdom, wisdom for the whole of life, let's remember that it's through Jesus, through our relationship with Jesus, that we can know wisdom. For when we know Jesus, we know wisdom. And we need wisdom in our life. We need it to live well. And Jesus is the key to all wisdom. It's all about knowing him and being known by him. So let's pray now and ask for more wisdom and for more of Jesus. Lord, as we begin this journey into the book of Proverbs, as we seek wisdom, we thank you for that promise that those who seek wisdom, that you will pour it out onto them generously. So, Lord, we want to know how to live well in your world, both as individuals and as a church. And we know that begins with recognizing your goodness and your greatness, recognizing that you are God. So help us to do that, Lord. Help us to live lives of worship that recognize your worth and our place in your plans. And Lord, help us to know you more so that we may grow in wisdom, knowing how to navigate, knowing what is right and wrong, knowing when it's right to speak up or when it's right to be quiet, knowing when it's right to act and when it's right to be still. Lord, give us your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.